Hear what it tells us here in verse 4. So Abram departed, and the Lord had spoken, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and their souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. Now, you know what is very striking here? The expression of appreciation, really. You want others to come into the good of what you have gained. Abram took now, it says before in verse 31, and Terah took Abram. But now, in when we come to verse 4 and 5, is now indeed Abram taking with him his wife, taking with him Lot and the souls. He said, listen, we're going into the land, you know. We're going and enjoy what God has secured for us. We're going and enjoy this land that God has laid out for us, that I could look eastward, northward, southward. Indeed, view the land, this land that is flowing with milk and honey. This land that God indeed told Moses of. Land of pomegranates, of figs, of olives. All these things speaks of the work of Christ in the New Testament. But what about us? You know, the Apostle Paul also did the same as Abram of old. You know, it is true. If you find something good, you want to share it. I'm talking about a godly Christian person. You know, years ago when they were looking for gold all over the place. Indeed, and a man find a vein. Boy, he want nobody to know. Mm-hmm. Nobody to know. And when you look at television and those people who go on up Alaska to dig for gold, they dig for months. And they get a little bit like this. And they says, boy, we work hard for this. You know, you find there's a brother used to use an expression. He said many Christians is like this. They have a bag. All kind of goodies in it, gold and silver. And they hold it tight by the mouth. And they're running with it. They're running to the rapture. And somebody asks, what are you having in the bag? I got it! I got it! What you have in the bag? I got it! I got it! They run into the rapture. Never open it to enjoy what is in it. And I went to a wedding in Canada. And you know the song the brothers were singing? We are going to be bachelors until the rapture. Well, the one who was singing that song, indeed he got married. So indeed he wasn't going to be a bachelor until the rapture. No, the fact is this. A lot of Christians is not enjoying what God has secured for them. But the Apostle Paul, let's turn to it quickly. We are going to wrap up. The Apostle Paul in chapter 1, as he viewed, boy, this great truth, this blessing that God has opened up, what did he decide? He decided to pray. He asked God in chapter 1 and verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Oh, that you will come into the good of what God has secured for us. That you may have appreciation just like the Apostle Paul. He says that he says in verse 17 that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, The Father of glory. No, the God of the Lord Jesus Christ is when you see him as a man. The Father of glory is the author and the originator of glory. Indeed, he is the one. Indeed, the source of it all. It tells us, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. God wants to open up his son to us, that the eyes of your understanding or your heart being enlightened, that you may know the hope of your calling. God wants us to know. This is a prayer for knowledge. That you may know the hope of your calling. Why God has chosen you. Why God has called you out of the world. Why God has marked you out for blessing. Predestinated you to be conformed to the image of his son. Why God indeed has shown you redemption. Indeed forgiveness of sins. You shall also rule and reign with Christ. He said that you may know the hope of your calling. That is sonship. God wants you to know. You are very special to him. Not only so. And what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? God is going to take possession of his inheritance through us. As we take possession of our possession, God is getting, as it were, his portion. Every place your foot shall tread upon Joshua shall be yours. As you appropriate it. And he gave the children of Israel the boundaries of the land from River Euphrates. Indeed from the great wilderness to the great Mediterranean. He says all shall be your course. All of that. And he says all you have to do is take possession of it. Boy, they start going and fighting. And they start taking possession. And every piece was a claim for God. Saints, God has given us a great land, this vast. And the Apostle Paul says, oh, this inheritance is ours. There's two sides to the kingdom. There's the earthly side and the heavenly side. We are on the heavenly side of the kingdom. And we will rule and reign with Christ over the earth. This is our blessings. And as was made mention, our blessings are spiritual. In other words, the source of all blessing is the Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then it tells us in that verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. That's the character of all blessings. He says, in the heavenlies, that's the sphere of all blessings. In Christ Jesus, that's the basis of all blessings. But then after, the beginning of all blessings was from the foundation of the world. And the finality of it, that we be before him, holy, blameless before him in love. God will not be satisfied until we are brought into his presence. Then he says, the power towards us, even the power that raised up Jesus from the dead. Do you know there is a power that is working in you and I that raised up Jesus from the dead? The mighty Jordan man overflowed its banks. The Jordan, the mighty river, overflowed its banks. Well then, indeed the ark stopped it. It became a dam and it ceased to flow down. Well, God says there's a power greater than that. The power that raised up Jesus from the dead. God says if this power that raised up the Lord Jesus from the dead is in you. That power has worked already because we were dead in trespasses and in sins, but he has quickened us together with Christ Jesus. Oh, what a power. We have resurrection power resident in all of us. Could we tell others? Then the apostle in chapter 3 of Ephesians prayed for us to enjoy. It was a prayer of enjoyment. And we don't want to go through it. But he says this expression, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. We will be occupied with him. The question was asked in the book of Esther. What should be done for the man whom the king delighted to honor? Mordecai thought was him. Say, king? Boy. put on him the royal robe. Let him be paraded on the king's horse. The king's royal pudding. Thrown on his crown on his head. Parade him through the street and let and say, this is the man whom the king delighted to honor. When he says, yeah, you go do Mordecai. Boy, his heart was smitten. What should be done for the God who have done such for us? What should we do? Abram says, I built an altar. But then after Abram's desire was to bring others into the good of what he had. Please, I often ask individuals, when last you win a soul to Christ? When last you have shared how wonderful a blessing God has brought us into? Listen, the sinner wants what we have. And I tell you, what we have is grand. All we need is appetite for what God, and appreciation and gratitude for what God has done for us. For his name's sake. Amen. Amen.